Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're on Pei Aleph, actually, on the top line. Yosef Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Kamedur of Nachman. V'Yosef Yitzchak Amar. Okay, what's the case? The case was like this. You have two, you had a Toda got mixed up with a Temura, with its Temura, and then one of them died. So now what do you do? The halacha is, you're not allowed to bring bread for a Temura. So what do you do here? You have an animal standing here. We're not sure if it's a Temura or a Toda. What do you do? So yesterday we had a few suggestions. The Gemara is going to keep on going, figuring out a way what to do. Says the Gemara now. Just repeat it again. Yosef of Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kameder of Nachman, V'Yosef of Amar. Laisi Behema, bring another animal, V'lechem, and bread, V'lema, and say like this.
1 second. Oh, I lost it home.
Ihach kamaisa tumura, if the other one is a tumura, ha toda, fahalachma. The other one's a tumura, here's the toda, and here's the bread. The ihach kaima toda hi, and if the other one was a toda, then ha lachma, here's the bread, for that toda. Vaha vaha tavin tumura. And the extra animal standing here will be the tumura. We'll make a tumura out of it. The other one was brought. Did we say it was brought? Right? Right. So the Gemara said you can't bring it. You have nothing to do with it. You hear what the suggestion was? Mm-hmm. Is that a good suggestion?
Yeah.
That's a terrible suggestion. This suggestion.
It's a terrible suggestion.
Terrible. Why is it terrible?
I have no idea.
Amalei, Ani Murray, what are you talking about? Our boy in Bekatve Vakasha? Oh, we're going to give the guy Malchus now? Tell the guy to do an Aveira of Temura? He did it already, it's one thing. Do it again? Can't do that. That's not a good answer, not a good solution. Right? Okay. Now, what was the questioner thinking? What was one of the suggestions that they're thinking? Doesn't he know such a thing as Temura? What was he thinking? So the Chazanish says, he was thinking that to fix this problem, maybe we'll waive Temura. To fix the problem. Otherwise, it's a weak, what was the person thinking? Who suggested, what was his thinking even? Hard to understand. That's rejected also. But we're going through all the simmons. There was a very long simmon, right? Each word was another case, another option. Rav Ilish Chalash, Rav Ilish got sick, Ola Gabe Abayev Rabbanon, Ravilla got sick.
Ravilla took ill.
Ravilla Chalash. I said Ravilla got sick. All the Gabe, listen, let's who came to visit him. Abaya Virabonon. Abaya is his own category. Yeah. Abaya came, and also the Rabbanon came along.
Must
be cheaper by the time. Right. Vyasvi, they were sitting there. What are they schmoozing about? Someone sick? This question. You hear what they're talking about? Talking about this question. Right? Vyasvi Vika Amri, and they said, Vika Amri, listen. Im Isel Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan's right, which Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan from a few days ago, right? The Amr said, Chutz lechomas hazara kadosh, that the bread can even be kodesh as long as they don't leave the city of Yerushalayim. He says, bring the bread, leave them by the Jaffa gate, not in the hazara, in the city. Chutz lechomas hazara v'kadosh. Thank you. Laisi lechem, bring bread. Leaves them outside the Azara, right? So they're still Kodesh if you need them.
Right.
The layman say like this, Ihach the Kaima Toda, if the other one is a Toda. Remember, your Toda got mixed up with a Temura, and one of them died. If that one's a Toda, he halachma. Then here's your bread. The E lo, and if not, Lefik lechulin. Let them go to chulin. So that's a pretty decent option, right? The problem is, and according to him, you can make Kodesh outside the city, outside the Azara. So it's a win-win over here. So much it's a good idea, except one...
It's a good idea.
One problem. Mishum de'ika arba lahanef. You have four of the breads have to be given to a Kohen, and those have to be waved in the Azara. Heichi lahanef, where are you going to wave them? Heichi levin, where are you going to do it? Well, if you're going to do outside, By the Jaffa gate, you can't wave them over there. Lefnei Hashem Ksiv. Gabai, you're going to bring them inside and wave them in the Azara? Kamai Lechul Azara. You could potentially be bringing Chul into the Azara. Not an option. Hill the Chul after. That can't work.
So you can't walk in with a sandwich in your
We had a question like that. We didn't answer that question. If you could come with your own sandwich. What you can't do is you can't bring in something that and pretend it's Kodesh. That you sure can't do. That's the Chul Azara. It means I'm donating it as I'm donating it as bread, but it's not really chul for a carbon. Like here. It's not really a carbon. But you think it is. That's chul nazara. It's time to bring in a cookie, that might be allowed. Maybe. So again, what's the case? The case was you had a toda and a tamura. One of them died. One of them standing here. How do you fix it? If it's a tamura, you can't bring bread. What do you do? We're not gonna have an answer, by the way. Maskevlo of Shishi Bre Davidi, I'll tell you what you do. Im Isha Lud Chizkia. Remember Chizkia said a few days ago that bring 80 breads and then you Makadesh 40 out of the 80? And why are you bringing 80 breads? He says, because you're a nervous person. You're afraid they're going to get Tomei, whatever, they're going to fall. So, Dama Kitchu Abar Matoch Shimonim, he said you could do that. So, Laisi Behema, bring another animal. V'laisi Shimonim Bahadad, and bring 80 breads. V'leim and say like this. If the first one was a toda, then hanami tahavi toda. Then this is also a toda. No, another toda animal. You bring another animal. So you have two animals here. One from the what?
Leishi shmona bada is animals.
What? Leishi bada
is animals.
Yes.
Okay.
The hashmona b'tarvayu, and then you have 80 for both of them. If the first one was a toda, this was a toda. I bring two todas and 80 breads. Perfect. That's the easy hard side. V'hach dekayim a tmura. And if the first one was a tmura, right, then ha, hi, ha, toda. I'm bringing a toda now, the new one. V'ha lachma, right? V'lekad shilohu arboim v'tok shimonim. And I will have 40 from the 80. You hear? The other 40 are just extra. So the Gemara says, you ready for this? That's to be the answer. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'lema ha'ihach l'kacho ha'bar b'toch shmonim. No. Rashi's busy. It's very long, busy Rashi here. He's busy with the four that you're giving to the Kohen. You have to give four to the Kohen, right? What do you do with those four? They have to be waived. The Rashi of Velema, Ihach, Lekacha, Abar, Betoch, Shmonim, Vahani, Shmona, Degavoy, what about the other eight? You need eight now. Four from four. Four from the 40, four from another 40. These eight, Lohavi, Arba, Menayhu, Chulun, Bazar, Yimanovshach. Those eight, Rashi's questioning, why aren't they Chulun, Bazar?
Right.
Right? Why are they Chul Lazara? Why not? Didn't we just say 5 minutes ago that if you bring bread that you don't need, it's Chul Lazara? Says Rashi, no, those eight are not going to be a problem. Because they're going to be eight from the original 40. First, well, 40 of them are no problem. You're bringing another toda now. Right? The question is the first animal.
Right.
So you're bringing another toda now. And how many breads are you bringing? 80.
80.
Why 80?
For each one.
Because maybe the first one was a toda.
Right, each one.
So then take the eight that you give into the Kahanim from one set of 40. So no matter what, you don't have Chul Lazara.
But then you don't have 40 anymore.
Leave them outside. What do you mean you don't have 40?
If you take the eight
end up off. Being, it'll end up being 36 plus 36.
Oh, you take... I got it. Okay.
Take off eight from the first four, as Rashi says. Here. Hani shmona de gavoy, eight, lo havi arba minay Chul Lazara b'manavshach. There's not going to be Chul Lazara no matter what you do. Why? Dihach dekamaisa toda have hashtei todos ushmona chalos truma. Then you have perfect. Ihach kaima tmura. If the first one was a tmura, velo have ela chada toda, only one toda, because the first one was a tmura, hani shmona lechashevinu mahani mem dekachu velovichol lazara. Right? So you take eight from the first 40. Very interesting, Rashi. I never would have thought of that in a million years.
Yeah.
What he's saying. Because if you think about what he just did, he's basically doubling up on the bread.
That means if you're doubling up on the bread, you could make the first one a toda. You make a second one a toda.
No, no, no. The first one, we don't... The second one's for sure a toda.
One second. You can make the first one a toda.
No, but the first one, we don't know if it's a toda or a tamura.
We know that. So you say, you know what? Whatever it is, now it's both. We know the second one is? Now it's both.
No, what do you mean now it's both? You're not allowed to bring bread from a tamura.
Everyone till now that you had a problem with...
Yeah.
Because you had the single amounts of bread.
Right.
So you have to deal one...
Right.
...to make it fit with the two of them.
Correct.
Here you're doubling it up.
Okay.
Make it fit.
Uh-huh.
I don't say that.
Right, I hear you. So anyway, it's a very long Rashi, two long, super long Rashis here, which we're not going to read them. But so why can't you do this? What's the problem with this? So Rashi said, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mishum dekama mayit ba'achila da'arba. Not arboyim, it should say arba. Because you're reducing the time you can eat four breads. Why? Why? What?
You can't leave it over for only one day.
Right. So what's the problem? What's the issue?
Can't eat.
So Rashi says, what?
You can't eat it.
Invite your friends. Invite your friends. So Rashi says, listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, the Kahanim aren't stupid. Rashi says that you're reducing the eating of four. What does he mean? Rashi changes it to four. Right? We change it to four. What's the issue? The Kahanim says, they're not stupid, the Kahanim. So this guy did botched up. He had a tamura with a toda, one died. He comes to me with 80 loaves of bread. He brings me 80 loaves of bread. I mean, I get 8 of them. Now, I know 4 of these are probably bologna. Right? Those I'm not going to eat. How many carbs can one guy eat? I'm only going to eat 4. The other 4 I'm not going to eat.
That's none of their business.
Well, no, he's not going to eat it. Why? Because he doesn't have time to eat it all. And he's not going to care. He's add some tamura anyway. So suffix over here. That's what Rashi says. I'm not going to eat that. And then it's going to come to Lena. That's what Rashi says. You want to read Rashi inside?
No, it just doesn't make sense.
Here. The Kohen ain't a road to Lechol Kiyim Arba. The Kohen only wants to eat 4. The Tzavar, because he holds. Shema ain't Kanela Todach. It's only one Todah here. The ain't Lekohen Lechol Kiyim Arba Mehen. It's only going to eat 4 of them. V'abayla Nami Choshen Shema Shtei and Todos Hain. V'chol Shmona Kedoshos. But the Baal says, what are you talking about? I have 2 Todos here. And therefore they're 8. V'nimtza Osun Arba Chalos Avudam. 4 are not going to get eaten. Right? Yeah. Another whole long pshat. But yeah, that's what he says. Interesting, no?
Why can't the Kohen eat the next day?
Because now you have to eat in one day.
You
have to eat in one day.
Might not be a toda, maybe...
Then it's nothing, right?
Then it's
Chul Azara.
That's the answer. Such a poor answer.
Why?
Because think about it. You think that the Kohen had enough time to eat all the carbonas that were brought on Sukkistan? Hope Nei still comes over there. Everybody's bringing everything they have to bring. All of a sudden, they didn't have a problem about that. You guys can't have too much. No, you bring whatever you want to bring.
They brought extra Kohanim in for Shmishmer.
You can't.
They had plenty to eat.
As well as Nisan.
Exactly. As well as Nisan. It's not my business. It's not my business what the Kohanim had to do or not do. It's not my problem. It's their problem.
Second shot, Rashi says you're gonna somehow it's gonna become. Oh no, sir! Same shot.
Same
okay. So Amar of Ashi back to the Gemara. Amar of Ashi of Kahana, im ishul of Yochanan. If Yochanan's right, to Amar who said hifrish chatos muberes. What if you donate a chatos that's pregnant? Right. Now, whether you knew it's pregnant or not, right? Then the yolda, then the animal had a baby, then the mother had a baby. Ratza ba mischaper, ratza bevlad mischaper. You want to use the mother, you can use the mother. You want to use the child, you can use the child. How can you use the child? I designated the mother. What gives me the right to use the child for my chatas? Because it was in the mother at the time, so it's like the mother. It's like the same animal, really. It's not the same animal biologically. Halachically, it's considered the same animal. So I can use the mother, I can use the child, right? Yeah, it's the right age.
Why?
It has to be less than a year old.
Within a year.
Yeah. So listen to this one. Ready for this? I had 2 animals in the pen. A tamura and a toda. One died. What do I do with it? Says the Gemara, here's what you do. Bring a pregnant animal now. Bring a pregnant animal. Laithi behema mu'uberes.
Right.
V'yamtin la adjetelet. wait for bread. To have a baby. V'laisi shmonim bahada, bring 80 breads. V'leimen, say like this. Ihach kamaisa tamura. If the first one was a tamura, he ha vlada todahi. Ha uvlada todahi. I'm bringing two todas now, the mother and the baby. Right? For havi shmonim batavayo, and I'm bringing 80 loaves of bread. V'i, that's the easy one. V'i ha kamais kaima de todahu. If the first one was a toda, hanami todahi, then this one's a toda. V'ha shmonim de tarvayahu, right? There's 80 bread. Yeah, one for the toda and one now. What about the baby? V'ha lavi moser de toda. It's a moser of a toda. It's an extra toda. I got a freebie here because it's a baby.
I asked Michael that question yesterday.
Yeah?
I said, just bring the extra animal. He said, you can't.
You can't if it's a regular animal, but here it's the baby. So maybe you can. Who said that? I think about it, that's a...
Who said that?
You bring three animals. The original one, the mother, and the baby. And what's with the baby? That's most of the mother.
You don't need chalice?
No, because it's not a toda really. It's a half a toda. Moser toda. Right? So what does a moser toda mean? Right? Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Amalei, man lemalon, the Amar of Yochanan, im shiur, im mishuyur. Who said that Yochanan holds that he could just bring the baby as some extra thing? What kind of thing is that? Dilma, maybe im shiuri ain't a mishuyur. Doesn't hold from that at all. The hainu, the haimad, the Yochanan, the Amar, adam is chape, b'shava chetish. The whole, there's another reason why you could use it. Why could you use the baby chatos instead of the mother chatos? Why is that mutter? The answer is because the baby is considered a shevach of the hektish. The mother was the mother. You have a shevach. You had a windfall. You have a baby here. Okay, that can be used instead of the mother. But to use it and the mother? What kind of thing is that? What kind of option is that? How can you bring three animals here and only bring bread for two? Oh, because it's a baby. So what? By a chadash, it was a halacha like that. Who said that trance is over here? Who said the same thing at all? Therefore, it's not an option.
These stipulations for the scenarios... It says lama, so presumably they have to be spoken out.
Lama. Not necessarily. There's an understanding. What's the difference? Okay, therefore, what's...
Doesn't someone have to know that there's a...
Yeah, you're telling the Quran what you're doing. Okay. Ravina ikla l'damahuria. Ravina went to a place called that place. Amalei ravdimi bredev huna midamahuria l'ravina. He says, I have another option. Laisi behema, bring another animal. Velema hare olai. I have to bring this animal. Allah on me. I have to bring a carbon now. V'laisi behem achwiti, bring another animal, a third animal, v'laisi shmonim bahada, and bring 80 breads. V'laim mente like this. Ihach dekaim a tamura, if the first one was a tamura, hi hani tarti todos. Then these two animals standing here are todos. V'ha shmonim de tarvayu. And that's why I have 80. V'ihach dekaim a todahi. And if the first one was a toda, what am I doing with two animals here? V'ha d'amri alai, the one that I said alai about, nami leteve toda, nami leteve, yes, should also be a toda. V'ha shmonim d'tarvayu, and there are 80 breads over here, v'idach t'heve lachrayas, right? And the other one's like a backup.
So there's no extra breads for the
There's no extra
one.
Breads and there's no extra animal.
So you're saying you're allowed to change the status of a tamura?
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, it's not a tamura. No. It's not a tamura. You said I have to bring a carbon. The one over there, we don't know what it is. Now, what do I do? I say, hooray, I'll lie. I promise right. to bring another toda.
Right.
Then I bring another one as a backup.
Right. Okay.
If the first one was a tamura, you had a toda and a tamura. One died. You don't know which one died. What do you do with that other animal? If it's a tamura, you can't bring breads. So what do you do with it? It's sitting over there. What do you do with it? We have all these suggestions. Bring another animal, say haray alai, then bring a third animal. What's that third animal? A backup. If the first one's a toda, that's the easy one. Then here's my toda, it's a backup. Now, I don't need a backup.
Here's your fourth bread.
Correct. If the first one was a tamura,
so what do you do with the third one?
Yeah,
here.
What do you do with the bread?
What,
you still have an extra
animal. What do you mean by
you have an extra animal.
With no bread.
With no bread. No, but it's a backup. It's not a, it doesn't have Kedusha. What would you do with it? You'd get away for it to get a mum.
What kind of carbon is it, though?
What do you want to do with the bread? To
eat 40 more bread?
No, it's 40 out of 80. It's a backup also.
What do you do with the 40 bread?
Those other 40 can go to Hulam.
What's the third animal?
It's a backup.
It's got to be something. You're backing up. It's not an oiler.
It's not a backup. It's a backup in case.
It goes to get a mum.
Not a tamura. It's not a tamura. People did that. They were very nervous. They bring two chattises.
Why can't you use it as a shlomo?
Maybe you could. I don't know the halacha on the backups. We'll get to that. So I don't remember the halacha of that backup. You hear what I'm saying? You could do that. It's not a tamura. People used to bring an extra one in case the first one had a problem. I have an extra one over here. What do you do with it if the first one doesn't have a problem?
Right.
I don't remember. But you do something with it.
Probably
whatever it is. So listen, what the Gemara answers back to this. Amalei, HaTorah Amra, Tov Asher Lo Tidar Mishatidar V'lo Tashalim. It's better not to make shavuos than to make shavuos and not keep them. What are you doing over here? You're making all these extra shavuos. I have another one and a third one. What kind of thing is that? What kind of answer is that?
Yeah.
So therefore,
so
we don't have an answer.
But didn't he leave you with, what do I do?
So
what do you do?
We don't have an answer.
Yeah.
We don't have an answer. The answer is, there's no answer. The answer is, there's no way to fix it. There's no way to save that animal. That's the answer.
What is that
anyway? The last was the worst case of all.
Yeah.
What?
Of course he shouldn't. So the quote in Kohelis, how are they answering that? How's that questioning?
So we're telling you not to make nethers. Now we're telling you to get out and make two nethers? Two more nethers? No. That's not an option. Therefore, there is no option.
Yeah, here he's paying. What are you, why is he paying? He's doing it. He's bringing it.
I know, but we don't want people to make nethers, even if they're going to keep them. Okay.
But this last solution, then it's even worse, because now you're increasing the number of breads, too.
Correct.
You're increasing.
So it's not an option. Okay. The next Gemara, this is very difficult.
It starts so seductively easy,
and it's not. Yes. Ha'omer, if someone says, Hare Olai Toda, I'm going to bring a carbon Toda. I went on through the desert, I survived, I'm bringing a Toda. Yavi hi ulachma menachulin. You have to bring it, and the animals, and the bread from Chulin.
Where else?
Well, the animal really nowhere else. The bread from
bread,
you can bring Maaser Sheni.
Yeah.
You can bring Maaser Sheni. The animal, you could sell Maaser Sheni, redeem it, and then buy the animal. Uh-huh. Don't do that. Buy it from Chulin. Says Rashi on the bottom right. The kivin to Amar Olai. Since you said Olai, Nischayev ba, you're chayev on the bottom line of Rashi. The bottom line, not the Rashi, the Ksaviyah, the other Rashi. Nischayev ba, you're chayev to bring a Toda. The havilei shebechova, and it's a chov on you. The eino ba elamelachulin. You can only bring it from chulin. Kedamin lekaman, kiven de amar harini olai toda. Since he said I got to bring a toda, af al gav de lo amar lachma. Even you don't mention the breads at all. Mechuyev, you have to still bring breads. Ke de b'shtein v'lechem de lechem glal toda. Because lechem always comes along with the toda. There's no way out of that. Okay, that was the easy case. But the rule, the mission is easy. Now, Toda, Olai, Minachulin. If someone says, I'm going to bring Toda from Chulin, but Velachma, which is what you have to do because it's an animal, Velachma, Minamaiser. But the breads I'll bring from Maaser Sheni. That I'll do. After all, what's Maaser Sheni? I have all this harvest. I'll bring bread from that. No. Yavi, hi, Ulachma, Minachulin. You have to bring both from Chulin. Why? Why? Because you said I'm going to bring the Toda from Chulin, and the Toda from Chulin governs the breads. Why? Because the Toda is the Iker. Right? Rashi says, Kivin the Iker Toda, Hazevach, Omar Menachulin, Yovia Kol Menachulin. Yes, so even the breads come from Chulin.
Whatever the can, but if you brought it from Miser, then the bread can be.
Now, if someone said, Toda Mena Miser, the Toda I'm going to bring from Miser? Now, that doesn't make any sense, because Miser is things that grow on the ground.
Right.
And a Toda is an animal.
No.
So what are you doing here?
You're
so the answer is you're going to sell the Miser, you're going to sell the apples, and with the apples you're going to pay a fifth. Then you're going to buy the animal. It has to mean that. So if someone says that, Toda min a Miser, V'lachma min a Chulin, why do you say that part? Lachem and Achulim, you could have been the Lachem from the Maizer already.
Yeah.
Right? Yavi, you have to bring what you promised. The Todah from Maizer and the Lachem from Chulim. Right? Why doesn't it govern? The Gemara is going to ask that question. He, V'lachem and a Maizer, if you said I'm going to bring it and the bread from Maizer, Yavi, you could do that. Right? Now, Lo Yavi Michite Maizer Sheni, don't bring the actual wheat, Meiser Sheni. Ella Mamos, Meiser Sheni. Use the money. Use for money.
All right. Sell no what? What?
Sell no matter what. Sell no matter what. Why? We're gonna see why in the Gemara. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said like this. Ha'omer are alai lach me toda. If someone says, you know, I'm in such a good mood, I'm going to donate breads for a toda. You don't mention the carbon. I'm going to donate breads for a toda. What does Rav Huna say? Maybe toda v'lachma. You have to bring a cup to toda also. My time of why? Miyede yada haigavra de belechem blo toda lo ikriv. Everybody goes to daf yomi. Everybody knows there's no such thing as one without the other. Why did he only mention the breads? Why did someone only mention the breads? Because he's only on a carb diet. Only wants to eat, only focusing on the breads. That's not what we say. V'hai de ka'amar. The high toda v'lachma ka'amar. Okay, he meant both. The high ka'amar lachmi toda. Why did he say only the breads? Why did he say that? Because sof milsa nakat. He's talking about the thing you have to buy last. First you get an animal, then you get the bread. You don't do it the backwards way. I would have said, he just said one out of the two. That's not what Rav Huna says. He said that you say the one last.
But that case is that the lechet come from the Beis HaMikdash, that you know somebody just said go donate an animal. You could say I'll donate the bread.
Correct.
Why can't you do that?
We're going to get to that. Actually, that's what the Gemara is going to say that. Now, excellent. Now, Tanan, didn't our Mishnah say the opposite of what Rav Huna just said? Rav Huna just said that when you say something that doesn't really, it's only half a sentence, you meant the carbon as well. You meant it. But why did you say breads? Because you grabbed onto the last thing you do. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Toda ben a Meiser, if someone promises to bring Toda from Meiser Sheni money, V'lachma min achulin, and Lechem from Chulin money, which he didn't have to say that. Because by the way, the only time you can't use Meiser Sheni money for Toda is if you say Hare Olai. Then it becomes a Chiyuv on you, and you can't pater your Chiyuv with Meiser money. But if you don't say Olai, you say Stam. That's where the next case are. Yavi, I'm going to bring it. If you don't say Olai, it's not a Chiyuv on you, then you can get away with Meiser Sheni money. Right? So what did the Mishnah say? Hatoda min a Meiser, Toda is from Meiser money, V'lach min a Chulin. Yavi kamash another.
Right?
Right?
Do what you said.
Amai. Right? Why? Kivin to Amar lachem and achulin. Since you said the bread has to be from chulin, and that's the second thing you said.
Right?
Then yavi hiu lachem and achulin. Then why can't the animal, the whole animal also should be from chulin? You said animal from Meiser, bread from chulin. If we're so makbar on the second thing you said, the last thing you said,
then the
carbon should also be from chulin. So the Gemara gives Marcel's answer. Shiny Hassan. Now there it's different. The kivan to Amar Toda min ha-Meiser. Since you said I'm bringing the Toda from Meiser, right? Well, what's that? That's a promise. Right? Right. Tosas has a whole different shot. Because Tosas says, the question doesn't make any sense. The case of Rav Huna was, he made one statement. One statement. What did you say? I'm bringing a lechem for a Toda. So you meant you're bringing a Toda and Lechem for a Toda. You meant that. Why?
You're putting words in his mouth.
You're putting words in his why?
You're
bringing a bear without Toda. Right. The kash is now from a guy who made two statements.
Backwards.
What kind of, no comparison. One statement, what's the two statements? I'm going to bring a Toda from Meiser, and I'm going to bring Lechem from Chulin. So the kash is, maybe Tov is Lashon Hashem. What kind of question is that? So what kind of question is the guy asking? Guy made one statement. Rav Huna says the guy makes a statement. I'm going to bring bread. You know what? You have to bring a Toda also. Why? No such thing as just bread. To a case where a guy makes two statements. What kind of comparison is that? So
presumption of offering is only works when you have two statements.
Exactly. That's exactly the second Tosfos question. What's the Gemara doing here?
In our case,
so you have to give a whole shot, different shot what the Gemara is doing here.
Because you're implying that
we... You're implying, right. But, so Shiny Hassam.
So,
but wasn't the answer. So the answer is no, it's not comparable. The Kivan, the Omer, Todim, and a Meiser. Once somebody says, I'm going to bring a Todim for Meiser. Nasik Omer, Hare Alai, Lechem, Liftor. Now, then he made a second statement. What's the second statement? And I'm going to bring bread from Chulin? The Todah includes the bread also. The Todah includes... So I'm going to bring a Todah. Does it include the bread? Of course it does. So when he made another statement, and by the way, I'm bringing breads also. Says what the Gemara, what Marcel said. When he said the second, Nasik, Omer, Aharei, Alai, Lechem, Liftor, Todas, or Shalploni. No, these breads is for Shimon, my buddy over there who's poor. I can't afford it. I'll cover him on the breads. That's the statement. So it's not a kash, it's not a rye, it's nothing. The whole thing, I'm going to bring for him. That's what you meant to say. Me, I'm going to bring a toda. For him, I'm going to bring the breads for him. The animal he managed to scrounge. I'll bring the breads for him. That's all you meant to say. It's not a kash, it's not a rye, it's nothing. Okay? Ihachi, if that's true, they're talking about that we made two statements. So one statement is on you, and one statement is for your body.
Right.
Then Reisha. Then what about the Reisha? Reisha said, toda min achulin. If someone promised to bring a toda from chulin, v'lachma min amaiser, and the lechem from Meiser, Yavi hi v'lachem in achulin. They're both from Chulin. Why are they both from Chulin? Because the Toda is the Iker, and we follow the Toda.
Right.
So I would say the same thing. Hachanam, we say the same thing. Nasik Omer Harei Alai Toda. I'm going to bring a Toda. For lift alachma, shall ploni, and I'm going to bring for ploni the breads. So the Gemara says, Hachiyasha, doesn't make any sense. Bishloma, in the first case, lechem lemiftar Toda Asi. Right? Hachanami, Nasik Omer Harei Alai Toda, Liftar lachmo shel ploni. The toda, I'm bringing the todas for Shimon. That's what you want to say the ratio means. I promise to bring bread, and my friend doesn't have any money. I'll bring his toda. He offered to promise to bring bread. I'll bring the toda for him. That doesn't make any sense. Hachi hashda bishloma lechem lemiftar toda asi. Yeah, to say that my friend doesn't have money for lechem. The toda he'll bring, I'll cover his bread.
Yeah, it's an add-on.
That's an add-on. But to say the opposite way. My friend offered to bring bread. He doesn't have any money. So I'll bring the animal for him. Can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because nobody makes it. Because when the guy promised to bring breads, that itself is not a promise.
True.
That's nothing. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You can't bring the ikra for your friend.
Right.
Can't bring the tafel for your friend. Toda lemifta lechem yasya? What, the toda patas the breads? No. So therefore it doesn't work. That's why the ratio is different. The ratio can't be for your friend. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya against Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna said that when someone makes a promise to bring bread, it means the lechem, it means the toda also. Why? Because you grew onto the last thing you said. The simple answer is because it's lechem without a toda, it's not a toda. Omer harelai toda below lechem. If someone promises to bring a toda, I'm not bringing the bread. I don't want to bring bread. I'll bring a toda. That I'll bring. I'm not bringing bread. Or, zevach below nesachim. I'm going to bring a carbon, but I'm not bringing the nesachim. I'm not bringing, I don't hold from the nesachim. Right? So what's the halacha? Kofen oso, we force you, umevi toda v'lachma. You have to bring both. Zevach, unesachim. And you have to bring zevach and nesachim. Taima, the reason is, right? Why? The amar, because you said, what'd you say? Hare olai. I mechayiv myself. So when you say I'm bringing a toda, didn't you say I'm bringing a toda? That's it. We freeze your sentence. But I'm not bringing bread. That's already too late. You already promised to bring a toda, and a toda includes bread. The guy promises to bring a carbon. But I'm not bringing the nesachim. There's no such thing. You have to bring both. Avalo amar toda. What if he wouldn't have said that? What if he wouldn't have said hare olai? He said, I'm going to bring a toda. Not a chiv on himself. Then lo. He would not be mechayev to bring the toda. Right? What's lo? Have a lo amar toda. I'm sorry. But if he wouldn't have said the word toda, what if he just would have said, I'm going to bring the lachmi toda. The lechem. The lechem I'll bring.
Without the carbon.
Without the carbon. Lo. He would not be mechayev to bring the toda.
Right.
The only reason why he's chayev to bring both
is
because he said toda. But if he would have said lechem, he would not be chayef to bring both. The Gemara's kasha. Now, is that a fair good kasha? No.
No.
And what do you think Ravuna is wrong? Because Ravuna said if somebody promises to bring a lechem, he has to bring both.
Both.
See, it's not true. No, no, no. Hu adin afagav de lo amar toda, right? Even if he didn't say the word toda. Aidi, the kaboy lumisne, zevach belonisachim. He wanted to teach you the halacha of zevach belonisachim. That if someone promises to bring a zevach without a sachim, you can't do that. Delo masni le nesachim below zevach. There's no such thing as nesachim without a zevach. There's no such thing in the reverse case. Therefore, tana, toda. If we meant the toda, not the opposite case. Okay, very good. Next. Now, what happens if someone says, I want to bring a toda, but not the bread? So what does the Gemara say? No, we force him to bring a toda with the bread.
Right.
Amai, why do we force him? Lema, let's neder upischo imahu. It's your neder and your opening together at the same time. It's your neder and your hataras neder at the same moment. Why? Because there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a lechem, as a toda without lechem. So I bring a herb, I promise to bring a toda without lechem. You know what? You just undid your promise. You undid your neder. What kind of? No, we force you to bring it. No, I just undid it. Right? Amar Chizkiya Hamani. Who is the author of this? You're right. Except for the problem is, this is Beishamai. Beishamai, he, the Amri, Tofes Lashon Rishon, that you were Tofes Lashon Rishon. So when you say, I promise to bring a Toda, we freeze you, you're stuck with the no. You said afterwards, a minute later, a second later. Not the bread. Too late. Tofes Lashon Rishon. Ditnan.
So what happened to the end? You're forcing
them
to bring
you're forcing them to both. Ditnan. Yeah. Let me tell it this. Hareini Nazir Minat Grogros. I'm only going to be a Nazir from figs. Right? Umenat Dvela, or from a different kind of figs. I'm only going to be another from figs. That's not another. That's not another. Right? So if someone says I'm going to be another from figs, is he another? It should be no.
Right.
It's just like saying I'm going to bring a toda without a lechem. That's not a toda. So if someone says I'm going to be another from figs, no such thing. It says, Beishamai, you're another. Beishamai Omrim, Nazir. You're another. Why? Because you said I'm going to be another. That's it. You're stuck. You said from figs. That's too late. Tafas Lashon Rishon. The minute you said I'm a Nazir, you're a Nazir. You said from figs. No, we ignore that. Same thing over here. I'm going to be a Toda. We freeze you. Without bread, we don't care about that second half. Betzil Omrim ain't a Nazir. Betzil says he's not a Nazir. Okay? So is there any way that Beit Hillel could hold that if someone says I'm going to bring a Toda without Lechem, Yechayev, to bring a Toda with Lechem? Beit Hillel says, if you say I'm going to be another from figs, you're not another.
Right.
Says Rabbi Yochanan, I feel tame of Beit Hillel. Even Beit Hillel would agree. But Omer, he says like this. But Omer, a guy says like this. Eli ho yisi odea. She'ei nodrin kach. Had I known that there's no such thing as a Toda, that a Toda without bread, lo yisi no de kach. And I would have made that nether. Ela kach. I would have said the following. Right? I would have said, okay, I'm not a bad person. I'll bring a toda with bread.
Right.
Now, so therefore, when you said, I want to bring a toda without bread, it's only because you're not Maharit. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a toda without bread. Had I known there's a toda with bread, I would have said with bread also. It says Beis Hillel, so of course you have to bring it. Why? Because you're trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, I want to be a Nazir from figs. The guy's total Maharit. It says Beis Hillel, it's not even a nether. No such thing as a Nazir from I don't stop him after the sentence. Let him finish the sentence. But the sentence makes no sense. He's not a Nazir. Over here, he wants to bring a Toda. He doesn't know what he's talking about, so we'll make him Umay Kofin. What do you mean you're forcing him? What are you forcing him for? He wants to do the right thing. The answer is, the Kaboy Hadarbe, if he wants to back out of it, I don't have to bring one now. No, we don't want to do that. Right? Okay. Tashma. Another thing. We're going to bring a raya that only Beis Shammai could hold this way. Why? Home harayalai toda below lechem, v'zevach below nesachim. If someone says, I'll bring a toda without lechem or zevach without nesachim, v'amru lo, havei toda v'lachma u'zevach nesachim. And they tell him, okay, you have to bring a toda with lechem and a zevach with nesachim. V'amru says, wait a minute. Ilo ha'yisi adeh shekein, had I known that, lo ha'yisi nozim, I never would have made that neder. I never would have made that nether. I'm not a rich man. I can't afford all that bread. I never would have made that nether. Rabbi Hillel said a minute ago, No, he wants to do the right thing, so therefore, here, he says straight out, I don't want to do the right thing. I never would have done that. I never would have made that neder had I known this. Right? Which is what? It's like a Pesach. I never would have said it. Right? Now, lo yizun under the cloud. Kofen oso, we force him, v'omer lo shemar v'shamata. You got to do the right thing. Sorry. How can Beis Hillel say that? That can't be Beis Hillel. Right? Bishlom l'chizkiya nichalei. According to Chizkiya, that makes perfect sense. El l'Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Beis Hillel would say the same thing, because you want to do the right thing, here he's saying in black and white, I don't want to do that. El l'Rabbi Yochanan kasha. It's a kasha. What's he talking about, this guy? Amar l'Rabbi Yochanan, havad de Beis Shammai. You're right, that can only be Beis Shammai. You're right, only Beis Shammai can hold that. My shamar v'shamata, what is this, what kind of lashon was that? You have to guard and guard. So Amar Abaya, shamar have toda. Yeah, make sure you bring the toda. V'shamata, have lachma. And make sure you bring the lechem also. Rava Amar, shamar have toda v'lachma. Bring both. V'shamata, and listen up. Shlote rava lasos kain. Don't make these stupid neders in the future. Learn the halachas and make the right neder. Okay, fine. Two more lines. Then we said, he v'lachma min ha'maiser yavi. If he said, the it and the bread I'm going to bring from maiser, that's fine. What do you mean yavi? Lo sagi de lo maisi? It's not enough. How do they translate that? Lo sagi de lo maisi?
Is it
insufficient?
He does not bring
if he doesn't bring it, what does it mean yavi? So Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, the Amri, Ratza maybe, if you want it, you can bring from Meiser. Lo Ratza, lo Yavi. You're allowed to bring from Chulin. It's better to bring from Chulin. I think someone here says the Tava Olav Bracha. It's better to bring it from Chulin because it's not so good, not so right, to use your Chiyuvim of Meiser to pat your other Chiyuvim. If you said it, it's going to work. We're going to allow it to work. Doesn't mean you're forced to do it. It means you can do it. When it says He Velachman a Meiser, Yavi means you can bring it from Meiser. You don't have to. You don't have to. What?
Better not to.
Better not to, but you can if you want to. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up from the bottom over here. Lo Yavi. Yeah. All right? Everybody have a very good day.
I'm going to give a plug. I'm going to have to die with this. All right?